Joining us on the line, we have Andrew Amelis, Head of Research at the New World Wealth, to discuss the latest findings from the 2024 Africa Wealth Report. And this report focuses on the loss of about 11,000 millionaires in a decade. So we dissect the dynamics of wealth creation, migration and investment on the African continent in general and South Africa in specific. Andrew, very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Give our listeners a little bit of insight into what is the African Wealth Report 2024.
Well, it's the ninth edition. We've been doing it for 9 years. For the past 3 years, we've been doing it with Henley and Partners. You can find it on the Henley and Partners website. And essentially, it looks at various things. It's got about 20 different subsections. The main subsections, New World Wealth, we're involved in with the wealthiest countries and the wealthiest cities in Africa. And then we also looked at the key drivers of wealth. And we looked into a bit, we dug a bit deeper into the wealthiest cities. And essentially, according to the latest report, there are just over 135,000 US dollar millionaires living on the African continent.
So, in other words, when we talk about millionaires here, we're talking about US dollar millionaires, right?
Yes, yeah. So, we classify a millionaire as a US dollar millionaire in liquid investable wealth. So that's just including listed company holdings and cash holdings. So it's quite a high bar.
So it seems to be that the report is suggesting that there's a migration of US dollar millionaires from Africa. Where are they going and why?
There's been about an 8% decline in US dollar millionaires in Africa over the last decade. Most of the decline has just been because of depreciating currencies and the stock markets in Africa haven't performed very well in US dollar terms. But about 20 migration millionaires from Africa have moved to places like the UK, the US, the UAE, business is quite popular. That's obviously inside Africa. That doesn't affect the Africa outflow figures, but so there has been some internal flows as well within Africa. Wealthy people have moved to places like Mauritius and South Africa as well.
How does South Africa fare? I mean, if we have to look specifically at South Africa.
Well, South Africa's by far the wealthiest country in Africa. It's got more than twice as many millionaires as any other country in Africa. But the number has declined by about 20% over the last decade. So that's it's not the worst performer. The number in Nigeria has declined by about 50% over the last decade. And the top performers include the likes of Morocco and Mauritius, which Mauritius is up almost 90% over the last decade.
What are the projections? I mean, does the report give us any insight into what's likely to happen in the short to medium term?
Yeah, we do have some projections in the report where we look at what we expect to be the top performing cities of the future. And we've highlighted Cape Town, the Whale Coast, which includes the Hermanus area, Kigali in Rwanda, Windhoek and Swakopmund in Namibia, Nairobi, Tangier and Marrakesh, and Lusaka and Mombasa as the sort of cities to watch. We're expecting really strong millionaire growth in all those cities over the next decade.
So talk to us about the relationship between the growth of millionaires in a country and the expansion of the middle class, particularly in regions like Kenya and Nigeria.
Yeah, there is definitely a strong link between the two. If you look at a place like Dubai, for instance, there's been really strong millionaire growth, but there's also been really strong middle class growth. And I think that's often a mistake people make when they think, oh, well, you know, the millionaire growth doesn't have that much of an effect on the middle class. The two wealth bands tend to grow at very similar rates, generally within a 5 to 10% of the other wealth bands. So they are definitely linked, and it is very important that the millionaire numbers are growing, because a lot of millionaires do start businesses And so it has a massive spillover effect on the middle class.
What should African countries be looking at now as they prepare for the future? How do they attract more dollar millionaires, more investment opportunities? Which regulations or legislations need to be perhaps relaxed?
I actually looked at that in a report in an article I did on the key drivers of wealth. And what we highlighted was migration of wealth is obviously a factor. So it just has an advantage because it's attracting wealth. Strong safety and security is also very important, and also growth in key sectors, because most sectors boost GDP, but very few actually boost wealth. Generally, only sectors that bring new money or foreign exchange into a country help to boost its wealth. So that's key to boost those. And then obviously, competitive is key. So there's places in Africa like Mauritius and Namibia that don't have capital gains tax. They don't have estate duty. Now, that's very appealing to wealthy people because those are generally the two taxes wealthy people look at. A place like Dubai, for instance, or Singapore doesn't have those taxes either. So those are quite key. And most countries in Africa have quite high taxes in that regard, which is probably pulling them back as well.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us this morning, Andrew. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
That was Head of Research at New World Health, Andrew Amelis, talking to us. Rather, New World Wealth, not Health, about the latest findings from the 2024 Africa Wealth Report. South Africa Africa has lost some $11,000 millionaires in a decade. That's about 88%, he was saying. But he was explaining the reasons there as well and the opportunities going forward.